Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
96.5 TIC, Craig and Company, 8:30. Yeah, time for the lighter side. Brought to you by People's United Bank. Here is Ms. Lee.
Do you ever, when you're watching a commercial or you see a product, do you ever think about all the meetings and money and research that went into getting that product on the shelves?
Yeah, especially
or on
if
TV?
The product is stupid.
Right, exactly. Thank you. Yeah. So if you can just look at a product and instantly picture the table full of out-of-touch, middle-aged executives.
The suits. Yeah. Backslapping each other. And laughing about the great idea.
Thinking the idea's genius.
Yeah.
I present Hasbro's newest addition to the Monopoly family.
What is it?
Monopoly for Millennials.
What?
It's basically just a collection of stereotypes. There's a game piece shaped like a hashtag.
It's actually kind of cute.
No, the rule in the game that whoever's in debt in real life goes first.
No.
The slogan on the box says, quote, forget real estate, you can't afford it anyway.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, that's horrible.
Now, let me ask you this.
Is it spoof?
Is this put out by the Monopoly company?
By Hasbro.
Oh, by Hasbro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, wasn't Monopoly Parker Brothers, though?
Yes.
Did Hasbro absorb Parker Brothers?
I don't know.
Anyway, if you want it, which you don't, it looks like both Amazon and Walmart are sold out, but
yeah,
I'm sure they will resell. Apparently people like it, so I guess the suits had a good idea.
Yeah.
P.S. You'll spend almost $100,000 on Christmas in your lifetime.
Oh, my God.
A new study found that the average person spends 100 G on Christmas. That's $1,500 per year for 60 years.
No, mommy.
Yeah. $235 on decorations, $301 on food, $375 on gifts, and $645 on hosting parties, dinners, fixing up your home before the guests arrive.
It's too much.
This reminds me of the movie Christmas with the Cranks, where they decide to skip Christmas because they spend 3,000 whatever amount per year on Christmas.
Yeah, it's too much.
And it goes downhill from there. People are officially giving up being healthy right now until the end of the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
So
no sense in trying to diet now.
45% of Americans say they're officially giving up on trying to be healthy until 2019.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, just forget it.
Same.
Just forget it.
Yeah.
The average person will gain 6 pounds over the holiday season.
Oh.
So if you gain 5, consider yourself lucky.
Oh, you're doing well.
You're doing well. It's all right. And finally, why didn't we think of this, you guys? This is actually quite genius. The Golden State Warriors basketball team are selling $100 passes, which gets you into the arena, but not the actual game. So basically, it's a $100 building pass. You can come in. They're taking advantage of the time before the game so that you can just come in, mill about,
so you don't get to see the game.
You can wander around the concourse. You can wait in line at the bathroom. You can drop some money at the concession stands.
Who cares about that?
Or at the arena's restaurants and bars.
Come on.
You can maybe find a spot to see the game on TV, but you just have the opportunity to be in the building.
How are they going to get rid of them when the game starts?
You can feel the electricity from the... No, they just can't go in the game. They can be in the concourse milling about.
So
they can't go in the actual Oracle Arena?
Right, so it gives the concession stands opportunity to make money. The restaurants.
Who's going to do that? No. Who's going to pay for that?
Are you kidding? People will do it.
A lot of Golden State Warriors fans, they're hardcore. So they want to get the merchandise from the actual arena.
You watch. All these arenas are going to follow suit. The building pass.
Yeah.
The building pass.
Yeah, the Hartford Yard Goats building pass. Yeah.
What do you mean? You can go. You can eat the food. You can...
No.
That's it.
That's it.
Thank you.
You are listening to...
Only on 96.5 TIC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.